when she's home on Sundays, you know, I'm in the basement, you know, but watching football, and she'd bring me all the stuff. And today I was there, and nobody was bringing me nothing.
Oh, my God.
You understand? So sweet Caroline, big up yourself, baby mama. You know, she raised me two beautiful boys, you know what I'm saying to you. And me and them don't see eye to eye every day, you know what I'm saying to you. But, you know, I am already singing, P.
Yeah.
I see what I see, and I believe in what I believe in, and I'm, you know what I'm saying to you. I'm dying. Whatever I say, I'm going to die with it. You know what I'm saying to you? So, yeah. Yo.
Caroline.
Caroline, you know, Shaggy or Carol, all them tune there. You know what I'm saying to you? You play the Bruno Mars, right? All them kind of tune there. Yo,
she's sweet. She's
beautiful
sweet.
Woman. Don't
she's
get sweet. She never get involved in the business. You understand?
Yeah, she's sweet.
I can't begin to know it, but that I know is growing strong.
Vines and one look at day.
More than the spring, then spring became a summer. Would I believe it come along? And when I hurt, hurting burns off my shoulders, how can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me,
touching you. The good old days, I miss the sweet
Caroline.
Stand for the boom right now. Listen to me now, boom.
Yes, sir.
If Caroline's supposed to come right now and she proposed to you and she said, Mr. Boom, will you marry me? What would you say?
Oh, I'm going to say yes this time. I'm not going to behave. I'm going to behave myself.
Okay.
I'm going to behave myself, baby.
All right. So you hear that, people. The boom is willing to walk down if she come forward and just...
Our mother told us, says, you know, he already got the calves. He doesn't want the bull, that whatever, no more. You know what I'm saying to you? So
yeah.
That's what our mother told her, you know. But it's just a single P. You know me, I just, my mind, you know, it's just the mind can't stay focused. You know what I'm saying to you? And even that you told me today, he said, boom, you got to stay focused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said to you, my son told me, Dad, you got to stay focused. I told you, you know, you have to know your problems. I'm sick, ADD. So, you know, you have to know what's wrong with you.
But boom, try and stay
focus.
All right. Here we go. And big up Caroline. Anyway, the girlfriend. Big up yourself.
Hey, baby. Would you still love me? What if I couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body aches?
Star, you don't know.
What if I'm complicated? Always leaving you frustrated. Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. That's a promise I can make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, love is a risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard, and our life falling apart? If the thing that we once knew were long gone.
Ladies!
If our blue skies start to gray, our memories fade away, will you still love me?
Ooh. I ain't know what that what them saying at the vow, you know, them saying until death. The worst part. You see, man, says, so the love of a strong in good times and bad times. Oh, Brother Cliff, what them say again? In sickness and in what? Death? Health. All right. So, Brother Cliff, you, me know, say, walk the walk, you know. So, I have to ask you, because I don't walk it yet, you know. You see, man, say, we didn't walk it as yet. So, we have to ask you, you know, because we have to think about it, you know, in sickness and in. Yeah. All right. Well, you remember, so now, people. I'm going to wrap up the Loogie D love, because I don't know, say, I'm an artist and I'm birthday, so we are shed some light, you know, as a great singer, great vocalist in Bad. Now, the final song I'm going to play out of the catalog, because the catalog deep, you know, it's long, it's strong. This is produced by Little Thunder Music. You see what I say? Little Thunder Music, see, and that song is still... It still reach the world or it's supposed to reach. And as I said earlier on, our job is to make sure so the singers them stay up on top. You see me? I said the dancehall is always good. Everything all right. But you see the singers them now for the next decade, we are highlight the singers them because the singers them make me feel good. Them sing at the wedding and sing at funeral. Remember, you know, when you go dancehall and them thing, you're just keeping it jiggy, as the elephant man say. But when we talk about real solution and real things, the singers, them have to step up front. You agree with me, Mr. Bum?
100%, sir.
Could you ring the bell, Mr. Bum? Rap. All right. Listen to that one, you know.
Whoa, baby, yeah. I'll comfort you. I never hurt you. Maybe at least no more. Starting today, girl, I swear I'm gonna be a better man.
Hold on. It's about remember when you see Caroline. When you see Caroline, make sure you say at least you're gonna tell her.
Yeah, but just part there. Just hear the truck and listen, man.
Yeah. All right.
You know,
man,
make too much promises
we
can't keep.
Vibes of the one Luke D. This one is produced by Little Thunder Music. Listen.
I'll comfort you. I never hurt you. Maybe at least.
This is the Scroogey Tropic Rhythm.
Starting today. Girl, I swear I'm gonna be a better man. And these words that I say, you can take them all the way. Gonna be the man that you've always wanted. Gonna be the man that you've always need. I'll be your shadow.
Can you be Caroline bodyguard?
I was her bodyguard, she know that. 100%.
All right. So you can make all these promises in the song.
No, I'm close, but it's the middle part. I'm stopping the car. I want to go back to the middle part. Some part, no, before we start
right.
Again.
All right. All right. What is the one Loki D? This one is entitled Bodyguard.
Whoa,
remember, rely.
Yeah.
Check out Jamrock Record Publishing over there on IG.
I never heard you.
It's on about CKUT.ca.
At least no more.
Listen, we're live.
Starting today, girl, I swear I'm gonna be a better man. And these words that I say, you can take them.
cheating ways. Have no fear, I'll be here to make up for all those years. Through your eyes and your smile, say that I should love.
Right.
Gonna be the man that you've always need. I'll be your shelter from the storm. I'm gonna be your bodyguard.
I know say in a life, them say if you always speak things into existence. I don't know say it's possible. Can you imagine next week with a boom car and I say, P, you know say Caroline link me about and I said, just let's do this. No, sir. Yo, no, sir.
Anything is possible, you know, but you said tune here still.
Yeah.
Okay, the rhythm, wicked, wicked rhythm. You know what I mean? I said to you, it's catchy. Yeah. The song catchy. It needs some pushing. You understand, man? I said, I mean, like, to get out there. Like, yeah. Everything catch. And it's just the song, every man can't work that song. Okay? I say, if it's someone, a pure lie, someone telling us, them can't work on a part. Okay? Them talk about the lie. And it's someone a pure lie. And someone a pure cheating. Yeah. You understand, man? I said to you, them are just the one. They're like, you know, like I have to mix up everything together. Them just specialize in that one thing.
Yeah.
You can't just cheat all the time. I can't just like that. You know the song. So this song now, it cover everything and make a woman know. Boy, you can't take notes properly. Yeah, man. If you make them know, sir, right? Easy now, rude boy. My time, you know. Yo, boy, if you understand, it's always my time, you know. You understand, man? I said to you, yeah, man. So. You know, but see, I take notes. That's the thing. Mental notes. Yeah, man. So, okay. So understand the situation. That song. What I'm talking about, the song, right? It's telling you that you want the man that the man that she needs. Like, you know, that's gonna be there when she get home and really kind of help her out around the house and probably empty the garbage. And you understand, man? I said to you, thumbs up by the ladies and the host. You understand, man? I said to you, and you know, like being a bodyguard. That doesn't mean you're out there fighting battles for her. You know, man? I said to you, it's one time she has a little problem, you know, man. I said, you can't just hug her up how much you feel. You see, boom, everything. We're not telling no more. I said, Bubba, take too much note. Yo, all right. Therapy.
Tell Bubba if you put on the pen, man.
Put on the pen, man.
Yeah, man.
Nah, yo, put on the pen, Bubba, man. And not, okay, go on, tell me.
Listen here, people. I didn't have no pen. I'm sitting down reading my Journal Montreal. The reporting, everything's already copacetic. So, Bush Tiger, you're talking sense. I give credit where credit is due. Just continue. But don't say, Baba, take note. Nothing I go so. Take the talker phone now.
Nothing no go
okay,
so.
Okay, before I start over, what was the last thing I said so I can just jump right back in the conversation?
I think it was you were talking about hugging her up.
All right, so why step now and take notes?
I have a good memory. yeah, me no say Bush Tiger, but I man have a memory like an elephant.
Yeah, man.
Have a good memory.
Yo, what you say?
I work with you now. Be careful. You take some of the pun word for note. Yo, my definite pun word becoming a lung. You have to use the mind. Quick.
Boy, we had to let the boom that easy.
Rock me up another one there.
No, Mr. Boom, so.
Yes, a big tune.
Big tune.
Yeah, big tune. I like all the tune a lot. You understand? The rhythm's strong. You understand, man? I said to you, like, it's, as I said, I rhythm, every man can't put down them billfold for say, yo, when I'm in a problem, just pop it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to change.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop lying. You know, man, I said to them, I can't draw for that track here.
Yeah, but you know what I say, the older you get, still, you have to make changes.
Because
you can't run up and down like you're young, you know. You can't beat 2 and 3, you know, and 4 and 5. You understand? You can't do that no more. You got to settle. You can't do that no more. No, for real.
A lot of sleeping. You need enough sleep and all these things. You have to sleep enough.
Yeah, and the food that we are eating, it might help you, know.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? Make we just get logo. You understand?
Well, the key to have to sing, P.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, like, the work I do is like a hostile job. You understand, man? I said to you,
yeah.
So I'm always on the move and rare, you know what I said to you? So, and plus, I know I watch what I eat. I eat on the sugar. I just drink hot water in the morning before I go. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
You know, help keep everything down and fly up what's supposed to fly up. And, you know, look at myself and try to take it. I try to keep a weight towards my age, you know what I'm saying to you? Like, you know, to try to make sure everything, you know, functional, you know what I'm saying to you, and moving, you know what I'm saying to you? So we have to just try to take care of yourself, as there's a lot of changes, you know what I'm saying to you? And think about, like, man, we have to take care of ourselves all the time. You know, man, she, they're just there. When I get to them things, you understand me?
Oh, man, all right, you know. Yeah, man, woman, good
you know,
man.
Yeah, they have no stress, you know what I mean? I said, are we not a problem?
None whatsoever.
Time. Back problem, knee problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand me? I said to you?
Foot problem.
Foot problem. You know, leg problem. You understand me? I said to you that, you know, the foot, you know, them, they say, yeah. Oh. The foot, the bubble foot used to kick out, no, the foot, decode. You understand me? I said, all them kind of problems. You understand me? I said, so we're just trying to go with changes and try to, you know, live a beautiful life and with our family that are talking to us, and you know what I'm saying to you, and the one that are not talking, you just keep moving, because I look at life like life is so short. It's so short that some stuff I want to do, but the time span for them is too long, you know what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
And it's like growing some trees, and they're telling me like if you grow like pimento, it takes 5 years, you know. So I'm saying 5 years for the tree to grow, for me to get a crop, I'm be like 60. You know, I don't want to grow them no more. You know what I'm saying to you? I just want to pick them now. You understand me? So you have to look at what you want to do. Like, you know, the time span on your life and the time you want to spend on your friends or whatever you want to do to accumulate energy. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, if I sat there and say, oh, my God, my, you know, like my baby mother. No, I'll be like, you know, like a dodo. You understand what I'm saying to you? I just have to let things go. And, you know, and of course, you're a man. You feel things and you keep on moving. You know what I'm saying to you? But the more busy you are, it's just the better you are. You know what I'm saying to you? That's just my mentality. Right.
Well, people, you don't know the thing, say, you know, is them say is health over wealth, you know. You understand what I'm saying? So people just take you and say, Brother Cliff, what's going on with you, brother? How's everything? How was your week end?
Bless the Lord to each and everyone, you know.
Yeah.
And respect. As I say, my weekend was very good, you know. Give God thanks to the Father, you know. Yeah. While singing, P, well, I have a message to everyone that listening tonight, you know.
Yeah.
I never feel well, was Wednesday, you know. So I decided to go by my doctor, and where I pee when I go, I see the doctor office have all of the file outside, you know. So him come outside to me and him go, Mr. Clifford, things changed through the pandemic, you know. So I told him I don't feel well. So him said, I can't see you till 3-4 months. So I turned to him and said, Doc, bless the Lord, you know, see the work me I do out there, Doc. And by 11:30 in the night, the phone ring. Dr. Lee called me and he said, you know, Cliff, you're always a smile no matter what I go through your life, you know. And I said, well, I give God thanks. And he might go put me in. So P, he said, tomorrow, Monday, he might go take a blood test. Friday, him I go string me up, make sure my heart okay. And then him said the 27th, you know, him I go prostate cancer. So listen to me.
Oh, you mean him I go run a test?
Yeah, for the prostate, you know?
Okay.
All right, listen to my brothers and sister out there. Some of we full of too much pride, you know, but if you don't see a cough you want to like, you know, no problem. Go get to no checkup. Cause, you know, pride kills some away, you know. And as what the doctor said, in the black community, P, we're too shy and we're afraid we don't want to take it. But we are going dead. Zane?
Yeah.
Cause, you know, when you take your tests and thing, them can catch whatever is there. And remember with my brethren, you know, so this is a warning. Who want vex, who want please.
Yeah, but them can't vex with that, Brother Cliff. Nobody can vex, forget it. Check.
Please. Some man very ignorant, you know.
Forget check?
Yeah, man. Oh, man, I do this. Anyway, big up Johnny Black, you know. Everything I got smooth, you know. Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right. Big up Johnny Black.
Yeah, man. God is good.
Boy, I want to listen. We really need to talk to Johnny Black one of them nights. Yeah. We want to hear what's going with him, how he's been doing over there.
He's supposed to call me tonight, you know, if he don't drop asleep.
Yeah, well, you don't know. Him can't keep up again, you know.
No.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thanks to you, singing P. You know, man. You know, I work hard with him, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I notice? You have to work hard, you know. You see when you work hard?
Yeah, man.
you move hard when you work hard.
Yeah, man.
You see what I'm saying?
And him said to tell you, you know.
Yeah.
True friend and family, you know. Because what you tell me if you do, I'm a jump on it, you know.
Yeah.
And him appreciate it, you know.
All right.
So I feel good. That was a part of my weekend, you know.
See, yeah, that was part of your weekend.
Yeah, man. God is good, you know. And church was nice today, you know, sister. Big up to Sister Sharon. And
oh, yeah? Oh, so church was good. Did you pray for us, Brother Cliff?
Yeah, man. Always. My family. Yeah, man. Always.
All right.
And thanks to Bobo, you know, and Carlene and so me I do, you know?
Yeah.
But yes. We know justice busy, but it's all good, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, boom, we always look forward to see you guys and Monday morning. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so
our family, you know?
If I'm sure if Mr. Boom gets here on a Monday morning and he don't see you guys, he's gonna wonder what's happening. Yeah. And, you know what I mean?
And I remember calling another week and Cutter asked me if I drive down in the Ottawa, you know?
Yeah.
That was our experience being. But you know, the man never argued, me just have to say, bless the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
drive me while I'm reaching. Where I pee? We learn a lesson that week.
You learn a lesson.
Yeah, man. But so, the venue was nice in Ottawa. 100 people them turned back, eh?
Yeah.
Yes, and Kota was so mad, you know? Yeah, man. Big up to Miss Diva. Although so she miserable.
Miss Diva perform? Did she perform?
Yeah, man. She performed.
Okay.
And Kota.
What the band was?
Who was the best performer out of them?
Jack Cutter. Yeah, yeah.
Cutter the boss still.
Yeah,
know.
Man. Him jump up on the stage and jump. I say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. But you know, you see this today. Big up to Food Factory and big up to Mango Beer, you know. When you want good food, you know, come in, you know. Yeah, man. And him apologize and say, Cliff, sorry about it. But I say, you know. Why, me just sometimes in certain situation you have to cool, you know. Cause I take two to tango, and boy, me learn and the song though, you know, play for Bush Tiger. Me being through that, you know. So me just sit down and I hold my corner, you know.
See.
And sometimes you have to admit, you know, you make mistake. Yeah. And you learn by your mistake, and both me respect that. Any man no learn by a mistake, you know, something wrong with them, straight up. That's it. You just learn and move on, you know? So what was your weekend, P?
Well, you don't know, say we keep it busy now. Today, you know, I take a little stroll to Winchester, Ontario. You know what I mean? We went on the farm, man.
Yeah, man. That's
you
know, nice.
We just go down there, go bless up some of our friends there, man.
Yeah, man. Camila, look forward to you in our church, you know?
Well, not this week, maybe not next week, but maybe the other week or the other week.
Well, I'll take picture after the other church. Week.
All right.
It was nice.
God is good, man, and God is great. We're still here, and we're all a joy seeing you.
Right, you know.
Seeing. You know, you hear anything on the president? What's happening with the president?
Okay. Well, I spoke to Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell you. And he was under the weather. He was home, you know. So I invite him down here. So I told him if anything to contact you and if he can contact. So him trying to come next week, but he will give us a call, you know, and let him know, you know.
All right.
Can remember Boom and talk about the fundraising and all these topics.
Fair enough.
So, and I asked him about praise, but him now here, them still agree. But I was asking Bobo when we are come down, you know.
Yeah. And all right. Later. Yeah, man. I guess when we touch the entertainment report, you know what I mean. Whatever the journal de Montréal have for us,
you know, bless the Lord.
the calendar man have for us, you know, definitely will share it with us and listeners.
And you know, as for me, you know, condolence to Mr. Prezi. You know, he was a good man. As the Boom say, you can't reason with him. You know. And you know, he always look out for everybody in the community, no matter where you're from. You know, we're all one, you know. And I respect that, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I think we should call the building Mr. Alexander Billet when they Billet. Put his name on the building.
Yeah. No, well, I think his picture should be on the building because
yes.
His name.
Name
yeah, but we want to see. Yeah, but guess what happened now? Even if his name is there, we want to see also his face. So the youths them of tomorrow can acknowledge and know this is a great man that fight for us, you know, fight for the black youths, them, you know, from when the police them are gunning down and, you know, and it, when they not call for, you know what I mean? I said to you, him was there, you know what I mean? When we are asleep, in a jail, him there. Him a do him thing, you know what I mean? Him do him work, him do him part, so.
Them used to go to prison.
The prison and all them thing there. Yeah, man, what about something them going with, man? But
Fee, I'm glad you bring up that.
Yeah.
The youths them know, on the start up this killing, you know. When they kill one man, family grieve, and who do the shooting, family grieve. Can we live as one, love and unity? Because the same thing me and Mr. Alexander, you know, him didn't get around. We're supposed to go to prison and reason with the youth, you know. So when I see Mark, I'm going to take up, I'm praying about that, you know, to go out there, you know, and let the youth know, say, there's a better way, you know. Because it's
well,
it's
there's always a better way. I just hope to them listen. And, yes. And make that change.
Yeah, man. When I hear my voice, reggae pastor telling the Lord. Just love we are dealing with, you know?
All right.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah, man. Bless up yourself. Yeah, man. Bless up yourself. Yes, people, you don't know, it is 2:26. Remember, our destination is 4 o'clock. Coming up at 2:45, we're going to be talking to the Colin, the man. And the massive, see what's happening right here in the city of Montreal and what's happening in the world at large. Now, I want to say big up to, you know what I mean, the ear therapist. Remember, if you want to get some natural care with your ear, remember, you can link up 514-653-8867. Make your appointment. You know what I mean? It's very, 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 very important. You know what I say? Yeah, what you say, Bubba? If you're interested in one.
Call a number if you're interested.
No, call
a number.
Okay. It's a phone number where I work with, you know.
Okay.
It's all about the ear therapy. No, it's a phone number. We say, give them a call. No address.
Okay.
When them call, them get the address.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the ear therapist. Now, people, you don't know, say, It's election time right now. There's within the pandemic, within all the craziness what's happening, in the midst of it, there comes the election. So I'm encouraging the youths them and all the citizens of Canada wanna go out there and make wanna voice be heard. And make sure it's on a vote count. All right? Very, very important. Now, if you don't vote, you're not on a talk. So make sure it's on a go there and vote. And, you know, me not telling who to vote for, but you guys need to see what's happening and keep in touch with the politician and the members of parliament. You know what I mean? Now, I want to say big up to Mr. Oldness. You know, he's doing his thing. And he have, I want to say, there's a gentleman that's on his team that he frequently visits us and supports us. What's his name again? He's on Mr. Olin's team. No, not Belmont. Mr. Keith, what's his name?
Keaton Clark.
Mr. Keaton always make moves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's a part of that team now. So I am really happy for him, you know what I mean? So I hope whatever them set out to do,
them
accomplish it.
I was driving on West Broadway in the G there. And I saw these guys, you know. Putting up some flyers, but you know, it was the guys that was on the picture putting up the flyer. So I drove by and I'm like, guys are doing some promotion. You know, I'm like, you know, like, as a, you know, when you're doing your business, you just don't give it energy, you know. But then I said, these guys were the guys who are doing the thing. So I drove around the block and I came back, you know, and I came out and I said, you know, I said to the guy, you know, like, you know, what party and what are they doing, you know. But then they said he was running for the counselor in NDG, and then the young man, the other guy was running for the mayor of Côte Saint-Luc and NDG area there. Mm. And when I saw the black guys, like, we're looking at each other, he's like, I think I know you, you know, he goes, I used to work for Garrity, he says.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He says, I used to work at Garrity's barbershop. His name is, Joel Bartholomew, I think it is. Okay, mm-hmm. He's running for one of the council in NDG. Lives on Walkley also, you understand me? Mm. And he showed me some work that he did, because they know me, I'm already questioning him right away, you know? Mm. So then he showed me some paperwork that they cleaned up the park, and there were some houses on Walkley that was falling apart where the city didn't... you know, they were taking a while to do it, but he showed me where they invoked it, some law that, you know, that went that the city has to move within 10 days to repair these things, you know, and he was showing some of the work that he was doing, you know what I'm saying to you. So I just kind of asked him that question to them. So it's just a situation that, you know, the guy said, yo, I used to work a tough barbershop up on Victoria, you know what I'm saying to you, and he's still in the hood working in the community. And now it's running for one of the spots, you know what I'm saying to you. So I think that you guys should look at whoever's in the same area, you know, should go and give these guys some support, because, you know, they're homegrown, you know what I'm saying to you. Everybody else up there is homegrown too, but these are people that, you know, you have an idea to speak to and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying to you. And there's another guy named Moro Pena, you know, he's on their party too. And I lost the other flyer that they gave me, you know what I'm saying to you. I took a picture with them, but when I took the picture singing, I went and got my jerk sauce, you know. To take the picture. I just couldn't take the picture. You know, it was balancing the business. You know what I'm saying to you? Because I saw them doing some business. So, you know, one that said, I have to take a picture with me. So I said, okay, let's split it. You know, we'll take a picture with my promotion. You know what I'm saying to you? So, but in the process, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying to you? I saw an opportunity. Like, I just saw that they were working. They were putting out their flyers and this and that. And then sometime in myself, I'm like, I don't have the time to do it. And I just saw that these guys were, you know, like anything you want. My whole moral to the story really is, if you want something, it doesn't matter what job you want, you have to go out there and do a part of it yourself to really get it done. You know what I'm saying to you? Because once they get that done, eventually the city's going to get them and get them employees, you know what I'm saying to you, to answer to them, you know what I'm saying to you? But they have to go get the groundwork done. So any business you're doing, if you're not willing to go out there and give it some work, groundwork, you know what I'm saying to you? It's just not going to work, you know what I'm saying to you? So don't forget, the election is coming up too. Don't forget the major election is coming up also with, you know, the big boys, yeah. Trudeau and all them guys.
Prime Minister, yeah. For Canada. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Well, it's looking good. You know what I mean? It's looking good. The people, you know, I see a lot of lines and everything. People are voting, man.
Yeah, I got my card. My card is, no, I got my card to go vote in Dorval, so.
Yeah.
Monday, I'm going to go vote over there. Liberal Party.
I am asking, boom again, how much did they pay you?
You know, singing P, you get paid, yeah. In a certain way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's a Mr. Trudeau.
Oh, my
He's
goodness.
He's Madame Dillard. She's in charge of Dorval, Lachine, and LaSalle. Yeah. That's the Indian lady there. You know what I'm saying to you, Ms. Yeah. Dillard? I'm picking up everybody. You got to watch the signs when you drive this, singing P. You understand what I'm saying to you? Big up yourself.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, you know, it's all about more music. And then we're going to talk to the calendar man. All right. CKD 90.3 FM, the people's station. You don't know. The only party on radio.
Mango Bay, where the food is good. Oh.
Hi, my name is Singing Melody.
That's right.
And you must be wondering why I sound so good.
Oh, yeah.
It is 20 years of eating good and eating right with Mango Bay.
Good.
This is Lukey D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel alright.
This is Lukey D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Yes, Massive and Crew, remember it's all about 1236 Mackay. You know what I mean? It's Mango Bay, second floor. You know what I mean? We open every day, 7 days a week. You know what I mean? You can check in from 3 p.m. or on the weekend, we can check in from 5 p.m. All right? So the thing setting up people, work off a go on, food off a eat. We got the people that will support you over the 20 years. Give thanks. You know what I mean? Enough love, enough respect. And also, don't forget, remember, I want to say big up to Born Ready, you know what I mean, clothing, you know what I mean, we are supportive this morning, big up on yourself, all the way over there in T-Dot, you know what I mean, you don't know the things that the youths, them, I do them thing, check them out on Instagram, you can check out them Instagram page, Born Ready, all right, I'm telling you, you them, do them thing, and we have to support them, see? In the meantime, you don't know, so we're going to feature some song right now, them song I'm going to play right now is some song where the ladies, them love. And it's in the ladies' in my heart. You understand? Are we used to singers, you know? I want to stop saying singers. This one is courtesy of Christopher Martin. The song I born up in the ladies' in my heart. Catch that one, yeah. What are the people?
Do you really think that we can be just friends? Cool as if we were nothing. If you think that it's that easy, think again.
Once a big up to Mother Lion for the check-in. DJ Coco.
You're the one that's gonna lose.
Star Francis.
You'll never find a love like mine.
No, sir. You know, sir, we used to love to the world. Vines of the one, Christopher Martin.
Do you really think that we can be just friends?
Do we really
see you're acting cool as if we were nothing?
That's right.
If you think that it's that easy, think again. If you let me get over you.
No, sir.
You're the one that's gonna lose.
Once I pick up the sweetness, you know.
You'll never find a love.
Where's sweetness? Pull up, 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 pull up. Once I big up the T Streets, remember check them out on the internet if you want some sweets for any occasion.
Do you really think that we can be just friends?
Do we really
see you're acting cool as if we were nothing? If you think that it's that easy, think again.
That's right.
No, oh, oh, oh. Love's gotta hurt sometimes.
Wines and one, Christopher Martin.
Oh, don't be hasty.
Share the life, people. Share the life.
Because you'll never find a love like mine, no matter where you go.
Wines, big up to.
No, no matter.
Birds, big up yourself, youth.
No.
Big 22-year-old youth, you know. Big up yourself.
Where you go.
Father, Maddie, my daddy. Once a big up to Maddie Phillips.
You are not around, but your perfume is in this crowd.
The Phillips family.
Baby, how did we come to this?
Listen, listen.
Girl, you'll never find a love like mine. No, oh, oh. Love's gotta hurt sometimes.
Oh,
promise, no matter where you go, when you see a woman and she has show your real love, you know me, you have a treasure it and I don't take it for granted. Want to big up to Uncle Freddy and all the Love Zone family over there in the West Island. Good morning.
You take forever to get ready. I wonder why you always do that.
That's right.
You spend forever.
We got the ladies there, we know, sir. Mirror. Mama, can I think we put on and keep the man the way you did, you know?
Always do that. I see you trying to impress me, but you always impress me.
Vines are the one, Roman and Virgo.
You know that.
No, yo, I we is a reggae music. I we is a singers to the world, you know. I'm telling us I'm gonna stand up in front of one of Skilly Bang. I'm gonna go and play my singers them, you know. And sure now with the pan of back of field. And that me I'm telling you, you know.
You get ready.
Listen, listen.
I wonder why you always
big up Skilly Bang still, you know, knock your thing.
You spend forever looking in the mirror. I wonder why you always do that. I see you trying to impress me, but you always impress me. Oh, baby, you don't know that. In your heart you make up, and in the mornings when you wake up, to me.
Yo, singing Pete, pure sexiness, enough.
What is it, boy? What is it? Pure sexiness?
Pure sexiness with that tonight. You understand, master? Because some girls are no saying, yo, you see me? I can't take the makeup and I'm just love when them look natural singing pure. The makeup on. You understand, master?
Yeah.
I just love you natural ladies out there.
Let's make us three, yeah, Mr. Bob. Yeah.
Pit again singing pure.
Yes. When pastor said bless the Lord, you know, say, well, they're supposed to say hallelujah.
You take forever to get ready. I wonder why.
Coming up momentarily, we're going to be talking to the Calling the Man.
You spend forever looking in the mirror. I wonder why you always do that. I see you trying to impress me, but you always impress me. Oh, baby, you don't know that. In your heart you make up, and in the morning when you wake up.
Yes, ladies, and I need one up on the playlist.
You're so beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, where's the Brother Cliff? Get them the pasta rock, the Brother Cliff. One more time. No, sir.
You take forever to get ready. I wonder why you always do that.
Yo, people, share the live, you know. You know, so we're broadcasting live here in Montreal, Canada. It's the Roots Rock Reggae Vibe.
Yeah. I see you trying to impress me.
Want to pick up the Dan Ignorance, you know.
Impress me.
Donna Frost. Scrooge, you turn up, pick up the set.
In your heart to make up, and in the morning when you wake up. So beautiful to me. You spend your days and nights on the phone, looking at girls in your magazines.
No, sir.
But I've spent my whole life looking take forever to get ready.
Yeah, man.
I wonder why you always do that. You spend forever looking in the mirror.
All the ladies in front, you know, say you're natural.
I wonder why.
Yeah, man, wave on that. Whoa.
I see you trying to impress me.
Yeah.
But you always impress me.
I will use a natural care, you know. What we say? And on that note, you don't know, so we're never going to overdo it. You know, we're going to just go straight right about now, straight to the entertainment listening, what's happening right here in the city of Montreal and the world at large. Remember, people, all the bad selector them out there in the world, see? When you go out there upon the stage, when you want to play the singers them, because the ladies them love singer. Yeah. Big up next up, we are going to rock the world. You know what I mean? I do it in a nice form. And I make the ladies them get moist, as can to Mr. Boom. Yeah, man. Dexter up and do him thing and him go with a bag of things. Yeah. Yo. No, sir.
Dexter, when you sing that
song, no, sir. No, sir, I want to tell you, you know, Dexter, I want to tell you, sir, I want man we have, are the only man, are the only artist we see we have so many women, so many wives.
Understand me. Wait, yeah. We don't follow enough guy, you know?
Yeah, and you follow the Dexter.
We follow Dexter, can't even drop off a Dexter,
you know,
so you're right.
No, sir.
Anything Dexter dash way, you know, so you're good.
Yeah, a real talk still. So may I encourage the selectors the more they wanna go, they just don't play top 10. Rock the people on some nice singers. See? Yeah. Whether dancer or singer or lovers rock singer, rock the people.
You know, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Bo.
Dexter is an artist that I tell you from long time, G. Like about when
him special, you know.
When Dexter first come out singing here, how long you call upon Dexter?
Yeah, man, many years ago, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, but we did Dexter Dubs, you know, but we never really
bring him up here.
Yeah,
bring
because
bring him somewhere else. That
doesn't
make no sense,
black people. Well, no, yeah, we've answered. No, but I don't think Montreal is ready for it yet. They're never ready yet. Boom. They're never ready yet. Yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah, ladies are ready. Yeah, man, real talk. Yeah, man. Anyway, people, you don't know on that note, you don't know we're going to go to the calendar, man, right? The morning is going to take it away and let you know what's happening right here in the city of Montreal and the world at large.
Thanks for the introduction. Thanks. Well, listeners, every Friday and Saturday night at the Jamaica Association, 4065 Jantana West, music by King Foray, Fire T, Tony, King Arthur. This begins at 9 p.m., finishes at 2 p.m. And what they're basically doing is a rotation of DJs. So the same DJ doesn't play one night. They rotate DJs. Next, once again, the Jamaica Association, 4065 Jantana West, will be having their brunch every first and third Sunday of each month. The menu will be changing with each brunch. The number to call is 514-737-8229. Well, Montreal and listeners, it's all about this Saturday, September 25th. It's called Family Sports Day. You could be having games like softball, two-legged races, running races, relay matches, egg and spoon races. Bush Tiger and Singing Pea will be competing in a 100-yard race dash. Food and drinks will be on site. Free hot dogs will be provided for the children. Barbecue by Vibe Time, music by Road Warrior, Little Thunder, James Bond, Crystal, Royalty, Nighthawk, Energy Squad, Uptown, Big Worm, Fire T, Artists are welcome to come through. The song will be provided by Madi. Big up yourself, Madi. This is sponsored by the Grand Brothers Gym. And this will be taken at Kent Park, which is located at 6302 Côte des Neiges. Next, we go to Tuesday, October 5th, Lorraine Classen's 40th anniversary, which will be taking place at the Cabaret Leon Door, which is located at 1676 Ontario Street, East Downtown, Montreal. And she also won the Juno Award in 2013 for the World Music Album of the Year for her album tribute to Miss Miriam Makiha. Tickets, https://lapointedevante.com. The show starts at 8 p.m. Next, we go to Saturday, October 9th. The Mad Team presents. The dance is called Canada Lockdown. Music by DJ Madi, Shaker, Exclusive, Royalty, The Mad Team, etc. 4065 Jean Talon West, once again at the Jamaica Association, is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. The number to call is 718-809-2708 or 438-221-5438. Now it's time for the report. On Tuesday, September 7th, 2021, the Quebec government announced that all healthcare workers no longer have the option of turning down the vaccine. As of October 15th, 2021, healthcare personnel who have not been vaccinated, will be suspended without pay. Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé said that the mandate applies to everyone. This includes the janitorial staff and other support staff are included in the directive, and it applies to both public and private sector workers. This is a change from the previous mandate, which only applied to workers who had to take care of patients for 15 minutes. The president of one of Quebec's largest union federations said that 18 months into the pandemic and with no end in sight, suspend an employee without pay is effectively the same as firing them, and many others feel that this is a violation. It's a tough call on the government's decision to institute mandatory vaccination for Quebec health workers, given the fact that many families stand to be impacted at a precarious time. So far, about 55,000 of these workers remain unvaccinated, forcing the government to act. The number of black families that depend on someone working in healthcare, however, it is becoming increasingly difficult to fault the Legault government for what many has determined to be hasty and drastic moves to get people to see vaccinations. Yes, we believe it is an inalienable right to hold a job and feed your family. But with hundreds of Quebecers still falling victim to COVID-19 every day, more than 80% of whom are vaccinated, at what cost to the rest of society? Well, over 6 million Quebecers have made conscious decisions to take the jab, as they say, or as we say, the joke. Not because they are rather sheep and are inclined to follow orders, but because is the best course of action to usher in the tomorrow of this pandemic. Those who are skeptical, hesitant, or playing out anti-vaccines are enjoying a fake, luxurious to believe otherwise. The problem, of course, is the threat that they pose to family, friends, and to themselves. Sadly, it's not a threat that government nor citizens can take lightly. Well, last week I mentioned that Jamaican reggae artist Vybz Kartel, leading the government to get the people in Jamaica vaccinated campaign. So now Vybz Kartel might have been vaccinated, but his fans are now questioning whether he really took the vaccine or not. Reports say that Cartel was among a group of inmates who received the vaccine in early September as part of the Jamaica's Missionary of Health drive to vaccinate a substantial number of the island's population. But many of Cartel's fans in the Gaza and other spots around Jamaica want proof of Cartel getting the vaccine before believing the reports. And I quote, "So where's the proof Cartel took the vaccine? No video, no photo, no nothing. I wouldn't take we far." Many fans are reported as saying, for his part, Vibes Cartel confirmed through his lawyer that he took the vaccine. Well, now it's time for the shout outs. Big up to Miss Anne from Uptown on Victoria Street, who's a regular listener of the show. Big up T from Hillcrest, all the overnight workers, family Gary T, family EG Lion, and the whole Supersonic crew, Massive and crew rather. To Carlton out there on Victoria Street, welcome back, my brethren from 190 Long. He's back now, when I was talking to him on the phone on Thursday. And singing P, as regards to the Noel Alexander update, I will let the people know by next week. I'll have more information, because right now, you know, the families, they're still mourning. They're still going through, you know, the process and that. But they're doing their arrangements and that. And when I know, I will let you guys know. And that's basically it, singing P.
All right, Baba. So, what you just said a while ago? The thing on Saturday, next Saturday. What's the name of it again?
Oh, yeah, next Saturday is called Family Sports Day.
Family Sports Day. From what time to what time?
It's from is it noon? I think Bush Tiger has the exact time. Is it noon, Bush Tiger?
It starts from noon until when?
I think it's noon. I'm not sure.
Again, Bobo. Singing P.
It's from noon until 8, I think.
Yeah, noon to 8 o'clock. You know, games are running from noon till 12. I mean, from noon till 12, from noon till 6. You know what I'm saying? Till we got some what do you call it there, you know? Remember the other day I told you I was at the funeral, right, by my friend Kenny Husbands, you know? And I was behind, we were near some truck, you know, and I was there with Mr. Otis Grant, a.k.a. Magic, and some other gentlemen, you know what I'm saying to you? But we were there just talking and having some fun. But during the process, we still talk about, you know, what we could do for the community and stuff like that and what we should do, you know? So this process, what we did now, we decided that while we're doing this, I was going to run with Singing P, but, you know, like, we just have too much. I think I have too much time on my hands sometimes. I feel like I have nothing to do, but then we just made it into a bigger thing. So we got some guys that hope we can play some baseball, and we have, so I got some hot dogs, some free hot dogs and some hamburgers and stuff from the Grant brother, Jimmy, you know what I'm saying to you? So they're going to give me some hot dogs and stuff so we can give away free to the kids. So you can bring your kids out from, say, 12 o'clock till, like, 6 o'clock. We should have enough hot dogs and hamburgers. You know, and I think we're gonna get one of those jumpy toys now, singing P. Like, you know, maybe just one toy so they can jump on. You know what I'm saying to you? So, so that's it. We're trying to do a family thing, you know, where you can come out, hang out, listen to some music, nothing stressful, play some sports. We're gonna try and create some sports for the kids. Them, you know, we're gonna get some ribbons. We're gonna get some medals, but you know, we want to make sure everybody gets something. So we're gonna put like participation. As long as you participate, you get something. You know what I'm saying to you? Some participation ribbons. And we go from there. So this is next Saturday. If you want to come out, check it out. You know what I'm saying to you? It's free for the kids. Them just come out and have some free hot dogs and free hamburgers. And that's behalf. It's called Entertainers Sports Family Weekend, because I'm doing it on behalf of, it started because I want to raise Singing P. You know what I'm saying to you? And then from there, it just escalated into this thing. So say again, ma'am. Please.
Yo, I want to see the ladies them come out, you know. Them come to boom and them sexy shots. You know, boom all is. You know, it's gonna be a whole fun. Yeah, the Bush Tiger is gonna be out in his sexy gear. You know, booming. You know, when the boom come out, man. You know,
I'll never come out there. Sure, I have to look at skinny legs. I'm gonna make your body know. Go on. You understand, man? Said to you.
Yeah, why not? You know, put some smile. We're gonna run.
We're gonna run. You know.
No. Make sure Boom win. No, make sure Boom win. Tell Boom Zephyr. Make sure Boom win.
Me.
First of all. I want Boom. I'm gonna make Boom win this year and then next year.
No.
Wow.
No.
What happened just now?
No. I don't want nobody let me win nothing.
Okay.
Except you sexy lady, just surrender some time to the Boom. Right. Please. Okay. Besides that, nobody let me win nothing. You understand me? I said, okay. Yeah. The rest, the way I do the thing where, yeah, we used to do a thing years ago. I used to do a thing called Long Sioux Weekend. You know, I used to do a thing out in Long Sioux where, you know, me and DJ Smoke and Road Warrior family, you know, all of us and all them guys. Big up yourself, Blondie, you know what I'm saying to you? We used to do a thing where we went out there every year and just play music and, you know, create some games for the kids and just try. Like, I don't feel giving back, but just having some fun because I'm having fun too, so I don't feel like I'm giving back nothing because I'm enjoying the moment myself, you know what I'm saying to you? So...